Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Thursday, June 17th. While the liquidation in the grains continued today, it started a few days ago with wetter forecasts for the Midwest, and we saw some of that rain come into play today. There was a line of showers moving through Iowa eastward, headed towards southern Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois. That added fuel to the fire. And then the forecast further down the road in the 6 to 14 day calling for cooler and wetter across good chunks of the Midwest, still a bit dry in the high plains, North Dakota area, west where the spring wheat grows, but a good chunk of the grain belt looking for wetter weather. And that started the markets turning lower. We also had some outside factors affecting things. Biden administration considering giving waivers and exemptions to refiners as far as the RINs are concerned. So that would leave the soybeans and products and corn that normally would go into biofuels back into the carryouts. Also, Fed mentioning that they might start raising rates a little faster and a little sooner than was expected. That turned the dollar higher, up about 60 ticks today to 91.81. That's well off the recent lows around 89.5. And so that again also hurting exports. And then finally, a little bit of news out of China that's been rumbling around that they're going to be clamping down on commodity speculators and hoarders. So all of these things combined, getting the markets moving lower. And then as we started passing through significant moving averages and technical numbers, that just accelerated the sell-off from the funds, which are still pretty long across the board: corn, beans, Kansas City wheat, soybean oil. And so what we've got here, July corn finished down the limit 40 cents at 633. We traded through the 50-day moving average at 651.75 and headed straight down from there. You've got 100-day support coming in at 593. December down the limit as well at 532.5. traded through the 50-day at 558.75 and just continued lower. 100-day comes in around 512, and we've got the old low for May 26 around $5 even. July beans down $1.18.75 at 1329.75. We opened below the 100-day, 1448.75, and again just continued lower there. April 12th low, 1242. We put in a 1240 low today. And taking a look at November beans, that was on the November the 1240 low. They finished down 90.5 cents at 1252.75. 100-day moving average we violated there was 1285.5. Now we're looking at the March 31st low around 1184 as possible support, and then the 200-day comes in at 1157. So again, pretty much a free fall in the beans. Also had soybean oil down expanded limits today. You had the oil finishing in both July and August limit down. So again, we'll have to keep an eye on that. Pretty much all these commodities taking a beating today, down 5.5 in the July, 5.5 in the August oil. Taking a look at wheat, you had July down 23.75 at 639. Went through the 100-day at 661, and you got the 200-day coming in at 630. Kansas City, July, down 25.5, 585.25. Took out the 200-day moving average there at 597. So we're looking at the May 26 low around 588, and then support around 560 after that. Minneapolis spring wheat, strongest on the board, only down 9 cents, 751.25, 25 cents off the highs, and holding above the 50-day moving average there at 730.5. So again, a lot of fun liquidation today as we trade through these moving averages. You'll have the margin clerks pounding the phones early and often tomorrow morning. We'll see if there is any further liquidation on overnight positions. Maybe moving past this, we'll have to see if these rains are as beneficial as expected. A lot of areas out there still with some pretty severe subsoil moisture problem. So again, the volatility continues. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.